Gorgeous Mama is a podcast for mamas by a mama who knows the real struggle of postpartum depression, who's ready to get on top and show you what it means to become a mom boss. And I'm ready to take this crazy journey with you if you're ready to do it with me, this one called motherhood. You are listening to Hello Gorgeous Mama. I'm your host, Britt Contreras, mompreneur, blogger, writer, founder, and now amateur podcaster. Let's get started and let's get this rolling. Hi, beautiful mamas. I am so happy to talk about today's topic, which is going to be about how toddler life is with a newborn. So conquering whatever you want to call them, whether you call them the teachable twos, the terrific twos, or the terrible twos, I want to discuss why I call it the teachable twos and doing that with a newborn. So let's get started with episode 5. Hi, how's everyone doing on this Tuesday? I hope you guys are having a good week so far. And what is this Transformation Tuesday that we normally say? So transforming ourselves into the better versions of ourselves. I always say I want to be the best version of me. So that's what I'm trying to do. Overcoming all these obstacles in life and all these challenges and mental capacity that you go from pregnancy brain to mom brain to, I don't think you ever get your real brain really back, if you know what I mean. So anyways, I wanted to talk about, I've been struggling with the, I guess you would call it a balance, which I kind of always say that there, I don't really know if there is a true balance, because I feel like you're technically battling being on a teeter-totter or like in the middle of a tightrope and trying to balance it. I don't want to be like that for the rest of my life. So I say take one thing at a time and just be super good at it and go full throttle with that one thing one at a time and then move on to the next. So I've been trying that in my life, as well as trying to figure out, now being a mom of two, how do I discipline my child without making her feel like she's getting attention taken away or it's because it's the baby's fault. I don't want her to feel any of those feelings. So I've been trying something new. Patience is not my forte, but I've been learning a lot of patience since being a mom, and especially being a mom of more than one. When we came home from the hospital, my daughter has been the best that I can ever picture of being a big sister. She has been very affectionate and sweet and still caring, wanting to hold the baby. And I couldn't hope for a better situation than that. So I'm hoping these tools that I have for you could probably help with having multiples. I am definitely still learning, and I'm not gonna lie, there's been plenty of tears since I got home, and I don't know how to quite manage those feelings yet, because I feel like I'm kind of on this roller coaster that's never ending of emotions. It's just up and down and all over the place. And granted, there's a lot of things, like I said, going on that are behind the scenes, but I think that the postpartum depression and anxiety has kicked in a little bit. My anxiety stems from not wanting to leave my baby alone and, you know, checking her breathing all the time. And just, I can't leave more than an hour to be away from my newborn and my toddler. Of course, I want to be around her too, but it's been more this anxiety of fear that something's going to happen to my newborn, to do with breathing. I think it has to do with the delivery too, having to have an oxygen mask and not knowing exactly why. So once I talk to my OB, I'm actually going to try to find out what exactly happened, so that way maybe that concern can be irrelevant. But what I've learned is the first couple weeks, my daughter, my oldest, was definitely testing me, making sure that she still had a place in the home, a role. And at first it was frustrating because I didn't know how to deal with a kicking and hitting toddler that wasn't like that before. She didn't really hit at all. She would maybe here and there when she was testing mom before I was pregnant. When I was pregnant, towards the end of my pregnancy, I started noticing a little bit of a change in her as far as wanting more attention. Well, then when her sister came, Savannah, when we got home, she would get frustrated when she couldn't explain what she wanted, or if we take something away from her, she would get upset. And instead of being able to express those feelings, she would therefore hit or kick the seats in the car or whatever. And I, in turn, would also get frustrated and either yell at her, or I would tell her no several times. And then I would have to hold her legs from kicking because she continued to kick. And then I tried ignoring, and that worked for a little bit. Then I tried taking away the toys, and that worked after she kicked the seat a million more times to show how mad she was that I took her toys away. So in essence, none of those things were really working to the way that I felt was productive or communicated what she was feeling and what I was feeling properly. And sometimes, you know, it takes that extra minute to explain to them. And you feel as a mom when you have a newborn also crying that you don't have that extra minute. But it is very important. I'm learning to take that extra minute of time because my babies are still very close in age. A two-year-old is not going to completely understand what is happening. She just knows that she has to now share mom. So I'm very much learning that. And now, almost a month into Savannah being born, I am discovering that Gianna is starting to understand a little bit better. She's not getting as frustrated anymore because I have constantly communicated to her what feelings she might be feeling. So when she gets mad, I say, "It's okay. I know you're mad, but you don't need to kick. You don't need to hit. You can tell me that you're mad. Mommy took this away because of this reason. You don't need it right now. You can play with it tomorrow," or whatever the case may be. So just explaining to them what it is they're feeling, why they're feeling that way, and why they can't get their way, kind of thing, has been something that I have to keep reiterating. And at first, it wasn't really feeling like it was being effective. It felt like I was just a record player that just kept skipping and skipping and skipping, and she wasn't listening to anything I was saying. And I also communicate that. I said, "Please listen. If you listen, you won't get in trouble and you won't get this taken away. And you're upset because mommy took it away, but I took it away because you're not listening." So it's just showing them that repetition of what you're asking of them. If they just listened, then they wouldn't get in trouble. Again, I'm no expert, but this is what's worked for me. I don't believe in spanking, and I tried timeout. Timeout was only effective for a certain period of time. And countdown method worked for a little bit. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And sometimes it still works, but other times it doesn't. So really just explaining to her what it is I'm asking of her, because she's a very smart girl, and kids and babies are very smart. They know. And it's definitely, I am calling it the teachable twos, because they do learn, and they learn quickly. And this is, I feel like, the respect phase, where if you consistently tell them what you're asking of them, and, you know, you're holding your end of the bargain by what you're promising, then they gain and learn that respect for you. if I'm telling my child that it's not nice to hit, and then I therefore give her a spanking or a tap on her butt, not a beating or anything like that excessive, that is no, not okay. But sometimes I've had to give her a little love tap on the bottom, and it's literally just a tap. But, you know, to her, it might be like, why is mom hitting? Or why is mom, you know, she told me not to hit, but she hit. So it's not communicating effectively either. It's not telling you what, telling them what they, you want. I was never spanked as a kid or anything by my parents. So I feel like I respect them to this day, and they didn't need to do that. So I also don't need to do that. And that's just my feeling behind it. Again, I'm human. I get frustrated. So I have given her a tap on the butt. And I want to reemphasize a tap, not a like full-on spanking or anything like that. And but I have lost my temper multiple times where I have yelled that I'm not proud of when I yell. And I don't like yelling. You know, it frustrates me. It gets me upset, and it gets her upset. And it's just, it doesn't work. It gets her more mad because she feels like her emotions, her feelings, her needs are not being met. Mom is just yelling because she's mad. But why is mom mad? So it seems like a process, and it is a process. That's why there's no book out there, because there's not a one-size-fits-all for every kid. And you kind of have to figure that out with your child and how to communicate with them, whether it's, you know, drawing or, I don't know, some kids don't like to be hugged or, you know, affectionate, and you have to show other ways how to get through to them. My daughter is very affectionate, so I have in turn made sure to focus on praise and how to praise her and give her more of a role. So what is it that she can help me with in the moment? If I'm nursing my daughter, I need the burp cloth. Gianna, can you please get the burp cloth for mom? Can you please get the blanket for mommy? Things like that. Or if I drop something on the floor, Gianna, can you please pick that up for mommy and throw it in the trash? So it's been very helpful to give her that role, because then she feels that she's needed. She feels she's helping mom. And then in turn, I get to have time to praise her. Thank you so much, Gianna, for helping. Thank you. You're such a good big sister. Just reiterating things like that. So by doing those things after the last couple weeks, I've noticed a very huge improvement. She still has her moments, like any kid, any child's gonna have, but she is very more receptive to what I'm asking of her, and it only takes a couple of times rather than a million times to get her to correct what she's doing wrong. And I also don't tell her she's a bad kid or that she's in trouble anymore. I just use that, you're not listening to me right now, please be a good girl, things like that, to try to reiterate the positive words and vibes and translate that to her. And I'm also trying to be more patient, so instead of yelling it, just keep, Gianna, what did I say, Gianna, pick it up. And then after a while she realizes, okay, mom's not playing. And it's a lot less time than it took before. Before, it was frustration from start to finish. And it just, again, was not productive. And made us both cry, almost, you know. Mostly me. It would make me cry a lot more because I would feel the guilt. I would feel bad for yelling at her. And I'd feel frustrated because there was no goal at the end that was met. With my newborn, I feed her every 3.5 hours. She falls asleep every 3 hours to 3.5. And she falls asleep, takes a nap, and then at night it's a little bit more hectic where she wakes up a little bit more than she was in the very beginning. So that is kind of more routine. So I don't really have any tips as far as that goes because I'm nursing exclusively breastfeeding, so no bottles or anything like that yet, or I'm not supplementing either. I plan to exclusively breastfeed with just my breast for at least 3 months, and then I'll introduce the bottle, but I'll continue to offer the breast first. And then go from there, except for at night, that will be more helpful to have my husband to kind of do the bottle feedings so I can get some sleep. And then, between burping and changing her and giving her a bath, all that kind of stuff. So that day-to-day struggle now is I'm constantly in mom mode and I haven't had a chance to just be me mode. So when I discover that a little bit more, I'll share that with you guys. But for now, I just wanted to share my tips of what I've learned of getting my toddler adjusted to sharing me, her mom, with her newborn sister. So the last tip I'll say is get them out of the house, because if you think you're cooped up in the house, they are probably 10 times more. They have so much energy, and it's a lot for everybody, and it's an adjustment for everyone. So, take them to the park if you can. I know, like with my first, I waited 3 months until she got her shots to take her anywhere. Well, she got her shots at 2 months, but I was that like scared, nervous mom, so I didn't take her out for 3 months. With my newborn, I had to get out of the house like during the first week. So we went to the store. As brief as it was very helpful to just get fresh air, to get in the car even and see scenery. I remember with my first, I hadn't seen daylight in so long that I thought that the brake lights were brightened on everybody's car, but it was just my eyes couldn't adjust to the brake lights, which sounds so funny now. But yeah, just walking outside or going in your backyard and walking around a little bit, just some like fresh air for everybody. If you have like a slide or something like that, they can play on while you watch them and hold the newborn. And then get help if you can. Have somebody help watch your toddler for a little bit so you can have your newborn asleep and take a nap too. Really try to do the when the baby's sleeping, because I know it hardly exists, but if you can for at least 20 minutes, that will help. I have yet to do that, but I know it will definitely help to get some more sleep. And then the last thing is just spend a good amount of time when your toddler wants. Okay, hold on, baby. Spend a good time frame with your toddler. What do you want, baby? No, this is mommy's. Where's your bus? Where's bus? Sorry. So there we go with redirecting her attention to something else that she can have. And then I'm gonna have to discuss with her why she's getting frustrated again. So, anyways, what I was saying is, like, I'm gonna go right now because spending that time with your toddler, give them like a good hour or so. They need time with you. Your newborn has time with you. Well, your newborn has a lot of time with you right now. So, giving everybody that time and your own time, as well as your husband time. Hey, do we hit? No, we don't hit. This is mommy's. You don't need to get mad. Excuse me. You don't get mad. This is mom's. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Now. 5, 4. 3, 2. Look at me. Look at me. You don't need to get upset. We don't hit. We don't hit. You stop. We don't hit. You don't look at me. Gianna. Look at mommy. We don't hit. It's not nice. Okay? Okay. Okay, it's not nice. We don't hit. Do you want to go timeout? Ah! Dana? Ah! This is mommy. You can't touch. You need to stop. Oh, stop. Figure. Where's Buzz? Go get Buzz. So, you got to spend that time with your child and give them a good hour or so, because they need time with you. Everyone needs their own time. So, go ahead and do that. Go have some fun with your kids. Try to take a deep breath, Mama, because you are not alone. And like I said, I am sure I'm going to have many more breakdowns along the way, and I have my own other things I'm going through. I just went to therapy session today, so that helped a little bit. But go ahead and have a good week, and I will see you next week. Bye.